Breakfast Briefing. This is News Talk.
8 minutes past six. Let's turn to the national and international media to see what's making the headlines this Tuesday morning. Well, it's Brexit on the front of all of the broadsheets really this morning. And we're going to start with the Irish Times and their headline there. UK will not accept customs border in Irish Sea. Dennis Staunton and Pat Leahy writing this morning that the British Parliament, which includes Conservative and the Labour and Liberal Democrat MPs, won't accept a Brexit deal that includes a custom border in the Irish Sea. And this is according to the British Brexit Secretary Dominic Raab. He said in an interview with the Irish Times he rejected the charge that Prime Minister Theresa May's reliance on DUP votes at Westminster meant that she listened more closely to the voice of one community in the north rather than the others. And he pointed out as well that the Labour and Liberal Democrats had joined the Tories in backing amendments to legislation that ruled out a customs border between Northern Ireland and the rest of the UK. There's more on that interview with Dominic Raab in the Irish Times this morning, and there's also analysis as well in terms of the pressure to step back from the backstop basically as well. You can read more about that in the Irish Times this morning. I want to go from the Irish Times to the Times Ireland edition and their headline, EU to insist next British leader can't unpick the deal. The EU is insisting on cast iron guarantees that Britain will not attempt to reopen the terms of any Brexit deal after it's been signed, and that's according to confidential diplomatic notes that have been revealed. The Times Ireland edition has learned that in a rebuff to Michael Gove, Brussels is preparing to demand that Theresa May makes credible assurances that any deal will not be unpicked by her successor. Of course, Brussels basically fearing there that Theresa May's successor will break any promises, and we'll have more coming up on that on News Talk Breakfast a little bit later on as well this morning. To the Irish Independent next. Their headline, Brexit shocks will force farm collapse, central bank is warning. Basically, Brexit could push at risk Irish farms closer to the point of collapse, and that's a warning from the central bank. And their economic analysis issued at the Ploughing Championships, of course, as they begin today, they said that risks such as Brexit could expose the existing viability challenges facing some farmers. And the analysis highlighted the reliance on the UK market, with just over 40% of the agri-food exports going there. And it also added that the beef sector appears particularly vulnerable to a Brexit shock as well. And also, I should say, actually, just while mentioning the Ploughing Championships, photographs as well, sheer excitement, the headline as well in the front of the Irish Independent this morning. A young Holly Ginty, who's 15 from County Kildare, posing with two sheep there ready for the Ploughing Championships, and plenty of coverage too, I should say, in all of the papers for anyone heading down to the event in Tullamore in County Offaly. I'm actually heading down later on myself as well, so I'm sure there'll be lots of coverage in all of the papers too tomorrow about that. I want to go to the Irish Examiner, and it's staying with the theme of farming this morning. Their headline, farmer backing for Fine Gael at its lowest in 5 years. Fine Gael has seen a major drop in support among its traditional farming base, and this is according to a national opinion poll for the Irish Examiner. I should say that the survey is an opinion poll of farm dwelling adults that was undertaken over a 2 week period, involved 524 interviews with farmers and other farm dwellers, and also the interviews were carried out between the 12th and the 26th of August this year. And the survey finds that Fine Gael has recorded its lowest level of support among farmers in 5 years, now standing at 32%, and that's a notable decrease in last year when the party stood at 40%. We'll actually have reaction from Fine Gael and more details on that survey coming up actually on News Talk Breakfast just after 7 o'clock this morning. But I'm sure that will be a focus down for the Fine Gael politicians who are attending the Ploughing Championships in Offaly today. From the Examiner to the tabloid this morning, we're going to start with the Irish Daily Mirror today. Xmas deaths crash inquest. I heard screams, then silence. Survivor tells of horror after pals drowned in a 4x4 river plunge. This is the story of a man who survived a Christmas Day drowning horror. Tom McGreal, who was 20, managed to escape from the 4x4 after it plunged into County Mayo's Carniski River. His pals Declan Davitt and 27-year-old Martin Needham died in the tragedy, and the inquest into that took place yesterday. To the Irish Daily Star next. Their headline, money to burn. Glitzy bash bankrolled by Kinahan henchman. Gangster Liam splashes cash and party for son's girl. More details on that particular story in the Irish Star this morning. Also to the Sun next, Maddie Hunt crisis. A fund set up to help find Madeleine McCann could be wiped out within weeks by a monster legal payout. And that's an exclusive, a new cash blow is the headline. And more details in the Irish Sun this morning. Also to the Hurl today, video nasty. Thugs caught on camera. Shocking footage of a vicious beating over €140,000 drugs debt. An exclusive by Robin Schiller today. Specialist Gardaí are probing if a vicious attack filmed and put online was carried out on the orders of a high profile criminal over €140,000 debt. And actually pretty shocking images as well of that alleged assault as well in the front of the Hurl this morning. And just to the Irish Daily Mail as well today, TD's outrage at Facebook for allowing Garda abuse. This relates to the story we heard from Charlie Flanagan on News Talk Breakfast yesterday. And there is now further analysis and commentary today. Cross-party anger at social media giant for not blocking or removing vile threats against officer. Facebook's failure to remove a Garda's personal details and a picture of him while he was subjected to abuse and threats has been roundly condemned by TDs. The information on the officer who was involved in the policing of a housing eviction in Dublin City last week remained on the social media site for days, despite pleas for it to be removed. And I'm sure there'll be more commentary to that story too throughout the course of the day as well. I just want to draw your attention finally just to some other stories that are also just doing the rounds as well today. It's on the Irish Times, on the front of the Irish Times as well this morning. Their headline, serious concern in Fianna Fáil over a new deal. The senior Fianna Fáil TDs have begun to air serious concerns about renewing the confidence and supply deal that underpins the Fine Gael-led minority government. Of course, I'm sure that'll be a huge part of the new Dáil term, which resumes later on this afternoon. We'll have more on that story coming up a little bit later on in the programme. And just one final story. Your big fat Irish wedding is the headline on page 25 of the Star today. If you're getting married or if you've just got married, apparently the average wedding is now costing couples €31,000. According to this survey by onefabday.com, the top nuptials in the country are costing people €75,000. And the survey found that most frugal couples managed to spend just €2,000. God, I'd be interested to know how they managed to do that, a wedding for €2,000. Do let us know, how much did you spend on your wedding, or what was the cheapest or the most expensive wedding that you have ever attended? You can let us know on 53106 at a cost of 30 cent, and you can get us on Twitter at BreakfastNT or myself at Andrea Gilligan. Those are some of the stories making the headlines this Tuesday morning.